I thought he played well late, but I thought he played well the entire game. I thought it was one of his better games. You know, he shot the ball well. He was aggressive. He got downhill. Had a couple of really nice passes that we didn't convert for points. But, yeah, I thought he played really well. And that was as big a shot as he's made, you know, this year, obviously. Thought it was good. Yeah, he stayed down. You know, he played great defense on Jones a couple possessions early, and he still threw one in, you know, from about 15. But I thought he did fine. I thought our defense late was good. We screwed up the last switch, but other than that, I thought our defense late was really, really pretty good.
Dives on the floor, gets the tie-up, and then later, Ochai, yeah. And then later when Quentin gets his, yeah. You know, obviously it flips, but I mean, were those the type of plays you feel like maybe set the tone in the second half?
You know, I don't know if it set the tone, because to be honest with you, we had opportunities to score to cut it. You know, we're down five, had opportunities to score to cut it, and didn't. And then they kind of kept a five-point lead. And then we got in a little bit of a rhythm and went up seven. And then they go up five. So it had some ebbs and flows to it. But I actually thought we got on the floor more today than we have in a while. And certainly that was important. It just kind of sets the tone for everything. But OSU played great. I mean, they shot it unbelievable. They made hard shots. They played terrific. And Jones was out of this world. I don't know. He's going to have many more games like that, but he was fabulous.
Those floor burns, just a sign of what's at stake?
You know what? I guess maybe, or just a sign of how you're supposed to play. I mean, you should have those regardless of who you're playing or when you're playing. But I did think that we did play with a sense of urgency, though, even though it may not have turned out the way we wanted to. But I wouldn't have blamed it on that at all.
So you thought you guys grew up today, and you kind of agree with that?
I think we've kind of grown up the last couple of games. You know, that was a gut check, you know, coming back after getting embarrassed and against K-State. And certainly today, you know, I know it's going to be hard. If for whatever reason, you know, my teams always struggle here, you know. Today was no exception. But it wasn't because we played poorly. It's just because Oklahoma State played well.
Defense-wise, what did you guys do differently in the second half to make them struggle a little bit more?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, Waters got hurt. That probably didn't – that you know, I don't know what he did. I guess he tweaked his ankle, but that probably didn't hurt us. Probably hurt them by him not being in there. But I even thought when Jones made a couple of his shots, I thought our hand was over the ball. I did. I do think they took some marginal shots and made them. Which is a tribute to them, you know, shot making ability. So even though they made 11 threes, I would bet you only five or six were probably easier shots where they had their, you know, feet square when they caught it. Most of the other ones were pretty tough. And DeSagua, you know, he can make a shot. All he needs is any space at all. But I thought we actually defended it pretty well, even though they still made some. I mean, it's hard to get our guys to pressure up enough when they're just, you know, dribbling and jumping up and shooting threes, because those aren't high percentage shots they were making.
What did you think of the last possession?
I thought it was really good. Oh, the last one? I thought it was really bad. I thought we got lucky. You know, they do a little thing where we switch every interchange, everything. And so on this, we talked about it. And this particular, he left early, so there's no way you can switch. No way you can switch. But he, every other time, it was a switch. And we had one switch and one not, and he got a great look. And, you know, fortunately, the best shooter, hottest shooter in the country, you know, just didn't make it.
Bill, you talked a lot about guys falling in love with the game or enjoying themselves more. Do you see that maybe with Quentin?
Yeah, I think our guys are having fun.
Well, Quentin especially, too.
Yeah, Quentin has got a different body language. You know, Diedrich, you know, he's been consistent. He doesn't show a lot of emotion. Devon doesn't show much emotion. Ochai does. And I thought Ochai showed some guts today because he's had a rough last week. But he stepped up and made a couple of plays. You know, goes and grabs a ball when it's our ball, when it's out of bounds. I mean, just, you know, just did some things that wasn't great. But he responded well there late. But I do think we're playing I think the last 3 weeks or so, we've been a different team, even though it doesn't always translate to performance. But it's been a much more fun locker room.
Yeah, they're not acceptable. But is that to be expected with Ochai? These are plays he might have made in late December, early January.
Ochai's given us more than I ever dreamed, so I'm not going to get hung up on that at all. But you know, he needed to have a couple of shots go down, and but for him to shoot eight threes in a time where he's kind of struggling, I thought that showed some courage right there.
Bill, how do you assess the adversity OSU has faced and the job Mike has done?
Mike's great. I'm a big fan. I think he's a good guy, and I like his staff a lot. You know one of them extremely well, obviously, and Coop I've known forever. And I think that they've done a great job, but he's a class guy, and whatever they've dealt with, which is a lot, it certainly doesn't appear that it's affected them from a energy or whatever standpoint. You know where it affects them is when McGriff fouls out, it's a bigger loss. I mean, they just don't have the depth, but their six core players are still very good, and it'd probably still be the six players even if they had everybody. But certainly he's done a good job in tough situation.
Bill, follow up group just real quick. The players in that situation, the coaches, it's got to depend on when things start turning south. Your older guys, your tone setters, and it seems that Waters, DeZagua, and McGriff that pressed the fight. They obviously did today, and they have much of the season.
They did. Wednesday also. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
How important is that for a coach?
Player coach teams are much better than coach teams. Everybody says that, and they probably have that. McGriff and Lindy are juniors. Is that right? DeSagua junior too. So they'll get those guys back next year. So that's a pretty good core coming back. But yeah, they've got some toughness to them, and they seem like they enjoy each other. And so yeah, they've done a great job. You know, our situation hasn't been as extreme. We've lost as many guys, but we've had more in our stable to begin with. The difference in some places, some years, you can live with only having seven guys. We've done that too. You can't live if anything bad happens only having seven guys. And we've been fortunate in that we can go nine deep even though we don't have, you know, three of our best, most talented seven guys out there. We can still go nine deep. And so that's an advantage that we have. And even if it's just for 5 or 7 minutes a game, it makes a big difference on execution and everything down the stretch.
The rest of the day, a bonus? I mean, you make up the half game, and then you get to watch those teams tonight.
Did they play tonight? I don't even know when they play.
3 and 7.
Yeah, so we won't see the one at 3. Well, we may get home by then. So we'll get home by about 3 or 4 probably. But I don't even know. I know that Tech's at Fort Worth and Baylor's in Manhattan, but I don't even know what time the teams play respectively. But yeah, we'll watch it. And I'll be honest with you. I'll hope for to get a little help, but I'm not expecting.